¡Se puede!
Despite the stinging temperatures, college student Emmanuel Faz of Dallas stood on the west steps of the Capitol to show his dissatisfaction with the bills filed by Houston Republican Representative Debbie Riddle.
Those numbers have never been an issue before. I want to know why they're an issue now, what they need the numbers for, what they plan on doing with them.
The Texas Education Agency doesn't keep record of a child's immigration status. A spokesperson for the TEA said a Supreme Court decision requires the state to give education to undocumented children. Norma Cantu is a law professor at UT Austin.
The U.S. Constitution would give mid-level scrutiny to cases where children of undocumented were being treated differently in access to public education in Texas.
Immigration legislation has been introduced in past sessions, but bills could get more attention this year, given the large Republican majority in the House. Governor Rick Perry told representatives that sanctuary city rules must be abolished.
Free up our police officers, our peace officers, to do their job, keeping our families and our neighborhoods safe.
Outside the Capitol, Placido Salazar of San Antonio rallied against the bill that would make entering the country illegally a state offense. Salazar caravaned with members of the American GI Forum from San Antonio, Hidalgo County, Corpus Christi, and Floresville.
They built the homes for our legislators who now want to deport them. They built the homes where the legislators now live, and we should recognize their effort and their contribution to our country.
Those at the rally called the bills anti-immigration and anti-Latino, but proponents argue the proposals are based on laws and what's best for the state. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.